Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Before we get to the news with Gina Grad, we have to again tell you that if you email us tonight, two or three of you, I'll try to get three of you in. I guarantee you, three of you. I'll get three years into this poker tournament on Thursday. You have to email us tonight, though, before 11 o'clock. That's the cutoff. Well, make it midnight. You know, give you 3 hours. So if you're buzzing around now, if you can't get to a computer in 3 hours, then I'm not going to sit up all, you know, effing night waiting for you to email. All right? I got other things to do, like, drink and watch TV. Here is the email address. Give us your name, your first name, your last name, and your email address. And send it to conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. All right? And, again, don't fill it with crap. Just put in your name and your address. And we'll get you in. We'll try to get your asses in. Look at you guys. You know, wouldn't that be fun to get into that tournament? ConwayShow@gmail.com. The tournament is this Thursday already. Look at that. It's already the 28th of August coming up this Thursday. And, I forgot my wife's birthday is tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. What time are the malls open till? They open on midnight tonight?
I don't think so. It's not Christmas.
Oh. All right, well.
It's going to be another 7-Eleven birthday present?
I don't know. I think Long's is open late. How depressing would that be?
You know, they have those nice designer imposter perfumes.
She likes gardening. I'll get her a bucket and a shovel and a
hose. If you like Elizabeth Arden, try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ravage.
You're going to love Dave Arden. All right. Go to email us, and we'll try to get you to that tournament. ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. All right, folks. It is the news. We try to do it every single night at 9 o'clock. And our local newscaster got big props today from our general manager, man. He loves this news with Gina Grad. Ladies and gentlemen, it is news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom,
Gina Grad.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Because that's my Monday.
Oh God. We could have skipped that last part.
Oh, Babo.
Oh, takes all my credibility and throws it right out the window.
Oh, it's just so annoying to listen to that.
So we'll know tomorrow morning.
Oh,
agree
Babo.
More.
All right. What's going on with that news there, Gina Gray?
Well, Tim, leading the news tonight, talk show
day.
Oh. Randy, please. Okay. Go ahead.
He's so mad at you.
Throw him under the bus.
The
All right,
talk, TV talk show veteran Larry King made a breaking announcement Friday night regarding Barack Obama's choice for vice president. Always on the cutting edge of technology, King relayed a message to his audience involving Obama and modern cellular communication.
Wow. Here we go.
This is CNN breaking news.
This just in, CNN is told by senior Obama campaign officials that they plan to send out their text message Saturday morning, which is just about what everyone on our panel has said throughout the night tonight.
Then why is it breaking
Jesus
news?
Jesus Christ.
If everybody said it and no news, why, Larry, is it led with this?
This is CNN breaking news.
What's breaking about it, Larry? The fact that you don't know what text messages are?
He Doesn't says matter. It with the biggest question mark.
Oh, yeah. He has no idea what a text message is. Listen to this guy.
Campaign officials that they plan to send out their text message Saturday morning.
Their text message Saturday morning.
You think he's just trying to, if he just says it fast, he'll, you know, nobody will notice that he doesn't know what in the hell he's talking about?
I mean, this guy prides himself on never being on the internet.
Yeah.
He's never gone on the internet.
Yeah,
isn't that
McCain.
Right? Yeah. And he's, the text messages. There was actually a funny YouTube where a guy got on, a kid got on and left a message for Barack Obama. He goes, "Hey, Barack, how you doing? Just want to let you know that I signed up for your text message, and I thought we were on the same carrier. I guess we're not. I'm with AT&T, not sure who you're with. So the text message cost me about 15 cents. No biggie. I've given you $2 for bumper stickers in the past. Maybe you could just shoot me back 15 cents for the text message."
No way.
Yeah, look that up, Randy, on YouTube.
That's amazing.
Barack, we'll play that for you tonight.
No biggie.
It's great. No biggie. Hey, listen, I know you're busy. But I did spend 15 cents in that text message.
That's amazing.
All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, having made the big announcement this weekend in Springfield, Illinois, Obama introduced his running mate, Joe Biden.
All right.
Although he introduced him in a rather odd way. In this piece of audio here, we have the Democratic presidential candidate introducing Biden with the wrong title.
Uh-oh. That All right. Here we go.
Now, with Joe Biden at my side, I am confident we can take this country in a new direction. That we are ready to overcome the adversity of the last 8 years, that we won't just win this election in November, we will restore that fair shot at your dreams that is at the core of who Joe Biden is and I am and what America is as a nation. So let me introduce to you the next president, the next vice president.
Ah, there you go. All right, you're going to be the president, remember? Not him. Yeah, man.
Do you think it's because he's heard so many people in the past few months say, let me introduce to you the next president, Barack Obama. He's like a little parrot.
I have a feeling that Barack Obama is going to burn out.
Yeah.
If during one of these high energy speeches that he gives, exactly one like this.
Dreams that is at the core of who Joe Biden is.
He's going to stop. Sit down on the edge of a stool, put his hands in his face and go, I can't do this anymore. I can't get it up anymore.
Well, that's best case scenario. Worst case scenario is there's a huge explosion and then there's just ash. He just spontaneously combusts from the pressure.
He's just not going to, he can't possibly like doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, being in politics is such a pain in the ass. And this guy's got a family, and then he's out there, and, you know, he misspeaks about introducing him as the president.
The next vice president of the...
Ah, there you go.
Caught himself.
But that's a big slip, especially when you got, you know, tens of millions of people watching.
Yeah.
The next president. The next vice president of the United States of America.
Next president, next secretary, next the next supreme senator. F it, I'm going back
City
to Chicago.
Controller. Yeah.
I'm going back to I got to have lunch with my racist priest and just hang. I like that, dude.
Do you think that there's been more bloopers so far this year than other years?
Yeah, because you got George Bush, who is not the best with the English language.
Right.
You got Barack Obama, who's, pushing that dictionary around pretty good, too. And then you got this John McCain, who is not a great speaker either.
Yeah.
You know? And I heard, you know, he's got seven houses. He had no idea
how many
houses he had. He's got seven houses. And he had a pretty good line. He said to one of the reporters, he said, well, how about this? How about if you go to Vietnam and lay down on a bed in a prisoner of war camp for 5 years, and then when you come out, we'll give you seven houses?
No thanks.
And the guy's like, no sale. I'm not into it, dude. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina Grant?
Well, the 2008 Summer Olympics closed last night in Beijing with an elaborate ceremony that included a 400-person memory tower and a brief appearance by David Beckham. And looking back at the games, the USA has a lot to be proud of, as we took home a total of 110 medals.
Wow.
Yes, I believe 36 of them gold. Mm. Among them was the gold medal for the U.S. basketball team, which included athletic greats Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, no longer LeBron's.
Right.
And here we have a bit of audio from Bryant reflecting on the team's win.
All right, here we go. Kobe Bryant, everybody, talking about that big gold medal.
I'm just so excited. We all are. I mean, we've been waiting on this for years now, and the moment's finally here, and it was a tough match, and, you know, we're just so happy that we won this thing.
Yes. Now, China ended up getting more gold medals than we did, but China has state-sponsored teams.
Oh, is that what that is?
All of their Olympians are sponsored by the country of Japan of China. So they pay for everything. They pay for their school, they pay for their clothes, they pay for their food, their family and everything. They put up in nice places. This country of ours doesn't do jack ass for the athletes. It's all private sponsored.
True, but you know why I think I prefer that? Because I think in China, if you, God forbid, you show a little bit of talent at 4 years old, they take you.
Oh, yeah.
They take you and they keep you.
Yeah, you got
to. And they kind of take your family and keep them, too.
Yeah, you got. That's why you got to, if you're smart and you had a daughter in China, you'd break her leg when she's two.
Yeah.
You know?
Just to, you know, so she could have a normal childhood.
Snap that femur.
A normal communist childhood.
So she's not, taken away for the Olympics.
Now, did you see any of the closing ceremony?
I saw it. It was great. I thought it was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was. I watched it.
And waited and waited for something to happen.
No, it was pretty cool, though. I mean, there's a lot of, yeah, you know, those Chinese guys all over that tower were pretty cool.
The memory tower. That was amazing. That was the only thing that was amazing.
Yeah, I like the fireworks. And
did you like the It's a Small World people just running around in a circle?
Nah,
with their costumes.
What I did think was that when they started this, you know, they had the guys up on the big drums. There's two big drums in the sky and guys on them. Then on the field, they have drums. And this country of China has been around for tens of thousands of years. And still their big claim to fame is the drum.
Drum, yeah.
You know, is the bong, bong, bong. It's like, yeah, there's no movement here, huh? Jesus Christ, man.
No, they did have the, I guess, the Chinese version of, I don't know, NSYNC.
Yeah.
In Beijing, Beijing.
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, listen, those guys put together, I think, the best Olympics ever. You got to give them a lot of credit because that's really like a poor nation, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of money over there.
Well, I got to say, one of my all-time favorite parts was when the mayor of London came down with the mayor of Beijing, you know, and you know, they pass him the flag and he's fumbling and it's waving all crazy and he has to like undo it and it's all tangled. And at this very awkward moment, one of the commentators says, I think now would be a good time to point out that this current mayor had absolutely nothing to do with getting the bid for the next Olympics. All the credit goes to the former London mayor. Right. And he's, you know, trying to untangle it, and it's all just a big mess. I mean, he's sweating.
Yeah, and then, you know what? It drives me crazy because, again, it was the big drum that China, you know, is beating, and like, boom, boom, boom. And then you're like, oh, well, they're going to introduce London. Certainly they're going to have some, you know, great art or great people or music from London.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have, or maybe you know, like old Beatles come back or something. But it's David Beckham kicking a soccer ball to the audience?
Yes, with a pop star that nobody's heard of in a green bus.
Yeah.
Wasn't that awkward? I mean, that's why I don't think maybe we watched the same ceremony because it was embarrassed for them.
Yeah, and who was it? Paige?
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page on that on the guitar. Like, oh,
and
man.
And the chick with the,
yeah,
with the gown.
You.
And
I hear you there, Paul.
And then, the child of tomorrow passes the basketball or the soccer ball to the other child. Ugh.
The child. There's so much wisdom in children.
That's BS.
Children are so boring. They are. That's why you don't hear. None of them have talk shows.
Yeah.
They're just dull as hell.
Yeah.
You know, they're cute and they're funny. But you never hear something out of a kid and go, wow, that's interesting. That's real deep.
Well, that's why, see, I think China understands that because they just commissioned those little Valley of the Dolls Chinese children to wave, like, all crazy and robotic and just with the teeth and the gown and the pigtails. Real creepy.
Yeah.
Very Children of the Corn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just discovered that the youngest child on the gymnastics team for China. How old do you think? It came out 1 hour ago. What is the youngest girl on the Chinese team?
13.
13. Randy? How old?
8.
Close. 18 months. Year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a year and a half doing the uneven parallel bars.
I wonder if she ever saw her mother at the hospital. They just took her right away.
Oh, boo. All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina Grant?
Well, now in entertainment news.
Wow.
After 7 seasons, American Idol is getting a new judge. Fox has announced Grammy-nominated songwriter Kara DioGuardi will serve as Idol's 4th judge and join Paul Abdul, Simon Cowell, and Randy Jackson as a regular member of the show's 8-season judging panel. And when asked how she felt about this new little gig, DioGuardi had this to say.
All right, here we go.
I just didn't believe it. I still don't believe it. I don't even know what I'm doing here right now.
So we can all look forward to that.
What a great statement. I wonder who Fox is trying to push off that show.
Randy?
No.
Simon?
No.
Seacrest?
No, they hired a chick.
I don't know.
Maybe Paul Abdul.
Oh.
Is that possible? That they're tired of the craziness?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it hadn't occurred to me, but it's possible.
Yeah, tired of the, suspected
drug use.
inebriation.
Do you think it's going to be one of those, like, amazing, like, they're doing, like, a promo shoot, and they're like, okay, everyone get together. Paula, just move a little bit to your right, a little more, a little, yeah, but I'm next to the folding chairs, a little more, and say cheese.
Perfect. Yeah, if I was Paula, I'd show up early and stay late this season. They're looking to move on, little buddy. All right, what else going on in that news there, Gina Gray?
Finally, there is a major controversy in New Haven, Connecticut this week as 9-year-old Little League pitcher Jericho Scott has been suspended from playing on his team because his pitching is so hard, so fast, and so accurate that it might frighten or discourage other players.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah.
The fighting.
Suspend the good guy.
Yep. The fighting started this week when coach Wilfred Vidro refused a directive by the league officials to replace the nine-year-old pitcher. Despite being told by league officials that there would be no game Saturday morning, Vidro, who refuses to leave the league, and his team showed up ready to play. Oh. But they canceled the game for fear the adults bickering would create a, quote, unhealthy environment.
Jesus Christ.
The Scott family had been speaking to lawyers in order to protect their child's rights, but for now, they're just trying to avoid the drama and encourage their son's talent. Tim, thoughts?
He's 9 years old.
Yeah.
And how fast is he throwing that ball?
Probably
in the
say.
50s and 60s. And this kid will probably end up in the majors. And because he's better than the other kids, they throw his ass out.
They don't want the other kids to be discouraged by always being struck out by a really good pitcher.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's fine because I'll be 45 in October. And I'll be in that round for another 20 or 30 years of this, and then I'm gone.
Then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I get to get out of here. Yeah. Because the society has turned against kids that are special or kids that are good at what they do. Yes. And you're looked at like, wow, your kid's a little crazy there. We're pitching that ball so good. Let's bring in this other kid who the glasses, who can barely see the plate.
Yeah, and it's not like, are you afraid that he's going to decapitate someone with the speed? No, just that someone might cry because they got struck out.
I know, but it's like, you know, these kids, they don't keep score in soccer games.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, there's no real winning or losing
in life. There's
nothing
to aim for. Yeah. There's nothing to practice for.
And then when you get older, you discover losing and you go apes.
Yep.
You know, you discover it in college when you get an F on your test. You discover it in the work world when you get fired. And then you bring a gun into the workplace and shoot everybody.
Right. Or you
and
don't.
They go, and they go, wait a minute, why did that kid shoot why did that young man, that 22-year-old, shoot everybody over at IBM? Well, it all goes back to his mom and dad. They never kept score in soccer.
All right.
Keep score!
Now, would you ever let Sophie play on a soccer team where you knew that they didn't keep score?
Not after she's like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know, they do it up until like they're 9 or 10.
You know,
10 years
boring
old.
Boring for the kids. Every day's a scrimmage.
You got to learn that you're gonna lose in life.
Yeah.
And you got to learn early. You got to learn how to handle that. I mean, Jesus Christ. If you don't have a mom or dad who tells you you're a loser, you got to learn it out on the ball field.
And I remember when I played t-ball, whether we won or lost, we went out for pizza afterwards. So we didn't care. And then we'd lose by a landslide. I'd be like, so no what? No pizza? We didn't care.
See, I cared. But I got a dose of you're a complete loser from my mom, so I was prepared for losing when I got onto the in the Balboa Park when I was playing flag football or t-ball. But you know what? In Burr Mar Elementary School, which is where I went for first and second grade, nothing, just private school, and then I got thrown out of there and went into public school. But that's when you can put your kid in public school back in the 70s, the 60s and 70s.
When it was remotely safe.
Yeah, you can't do it anymore. Now it's just like a big prison.
Yeah.
But when I was back in school in Burr Mar Elementary School, I went to the awards banquet and everybody was getting awards. And I wasn't a good athlete at all. I mean, I was like decent at baseball. I could throw a ball. Not so good at football. Basketball, no. And I was just like, you know, I could get by. And the last award of the evening of the banquet was a big, huge, tall trophy and for sportsmanship. And I won it.
Yeah.
And I got up there and I couldn't believe it. I got a trophy. It was almost as big as I was. And they said, you know, you were always the best sport, whether you won or lost. You know, you never cried if you won, and you certainly never, you know,
pitched a fit.
Rubbed it in the face of the losing kids when you won. And I said, in what? And they said, like in softball. I said, Yeah, well, the reason why I never cared is because my dad always took me to Love's to get ribs afterwards, no matter how we did, and I was just looking forward to those ribs.
Was that your speech?
I think it was.
Were you at all embarrassed that you got that award?
Oh, I was horrified.
See, the same thing happened to me at our big banquet for softball. Everyone got an award but me, because I'm a terrible athlete, as we all know. And I got the last award for most improved.
Oh, yeah, I got that,
and
too.
And I wanted to cry. I was so humiliated.
I got that in Mr. Vineyard's class at Portola Junior High.
Because I wasn't even improved. I might as well have gotten sportsmanship.
I got 1976 most improved, because my first test, you know, you had to do pull-ups, run a half mile, and sit-ups.
Yeah.
And I did like 5 sit-ups first time, 1 pull-up, and I ran the half mile. I think I'm still running it. And by the end of the year, I did like 7 pull-ups and 19 push-ups or sit-ups. And I ran the mile in 2 days.
Wow.
So I was most improved, technically. But it was a huge embarrassment.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're most improved. But you improved from 0 to about 1.
You're most improved, but not improved enough to get any other award.
No, it was a disaster. I really cared for sports. I like watching sports. I wasn't really that good at them.
Were you gambling on sports when you were a kid?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Like gym class?
Gambling? Oh, yeah. Well, we were also gambling on who would win a fight, who could throw something at a teacher and get close. I mean, there was a lot of gambling going on. All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news?
That's what's going on.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
It's just another Manic Monday, Tim.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
All right. Oh, Jesus. That's Paul Majors from CBS 2, man. What'd you say, Paul?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know you can't say that on the air, but you can say it here. All right, folks, I got an email today from a guy named Bob in Valencia. And he says that's his real name and the real city he lives in. Maybe you know him out there, Bob in Valencia. He has 3 daughters, all right? And he's got a wife and 3 daughters. And I'll just read this to you, because he said, go ahead, knock yourself out. You can include my name. So Bob writes, I have 3 daughters, all married, and all have children. ... I hate all of their husbands. Can a father of a daughter ever love his son-in-law? Don't you always consider your daughter your little baby? You have to deal with these a-holes coming into your house, eating your food, and having sex with your daughter. Anybody like me out there? Bob in Valencia. Does everybody, if you're out there and you got a daughter who's married or a daughter who's got a serious boyfriend, don't you hate that guy? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I got a daughter who's going to be 3 come October. And I'm going to hate every guy she ever goes out with. I'm just going to make it a point. I don't really like young guys anyway. And why would I like a 19-year-old kid coming over to the house, shoes off, watching the TV, eating my food. And then when I turn my head, he's banging around with my little daughter. Why would I like that? What's in it for me? You got to hate these guys. And they gotta know you hate them, too. You gotta let them know you hate them. I mean, Jesus Christ, I can't stand that this guy's got to go through this torture out in Valencia. He's got 3 daughters, they're all married, and he hates all of their husbands. Just hates these jerks. Can't stand them. And I understand that. I absolutely understand that. If you love your daughter, you always consider her your little baby. Doesn't matter how old she is. And then you got to deal with the loser who's banging around with her. The guy who, and especially if he's really got nothing going on in life. You know, he's between gigs, or he's in a rock group, or he plays, I don't know, semi-pro sports. You know, his dreams in life, when it comes to his work, they always surpass the dreams that he has for him and your daughter. It's one thing, you know, if the guy's got a job and he's working, you know, working his ass off selling insurance or, you know, doing something that's going to put money in the bank and food on the table. That's almost tolerable. But when your daughter goes out with one of these a-holes who, you know, oh, I want to be a, you know, a computer. I want to be an inventor, like an inventor. Oh, Christ, my daughter's going to have a miserable life with you. All right, if you have a daughter and she's got a serious boyfriend or she's got a husband, isn't it your job to hate this jerk? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ari in Encino, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right. You're 16 years old?
Yeah, I'm a senior now in high school.
Kicking ass out there. What high school are you going to?
Calabasas High.
And how are you 16 in high and senior in high school? I thought you'd be 17 or 18.
Yeah, I went to school earlier year.
Good for you.
Thanks.
All right, so when's your birthday?
It's in October.
Oh, October. You'll be 17 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly like me. I graduated high school at 17.
Yeah.
All right, so what's up with you, dude?
So I went to Portola Middle School like you did.
Yeah.
I cut my mile time from never finishing to something like 40 minutes. You know, by the end of the year, they didn't even count my time anymore. He gave me a heartbeat monitor, and he said if you can keep your heartbeat above 140 or something,
right,
I'll give you an A in the course. Because he knew there was no way I was going to make any of the times they ever set.
I know. It's tough, man.
I did like zero push-ups and like half a pull-up.
I know, dude. I feel for you. And that's so embarrassing. Not only do you do just like a half a push-up and one pull-up, but you got everybody in the class. Do they still have green shorts out at that school?
I think they had black ones.
I was sitting there with my goofy green shorts on. And everybody has, you know, once you get run a mile in a certain amount of time or you do enough pull-ups or enough sit-ups, they give you different patches.
I don't think they did that anymore when I went there.
They did that when I went there because I remember my green shorts had no patches on it. Everybody else had their junior patch or their one star or two stars or three stars. I had nothing. I said I could have worn my sister's green shorts out there. It'd have been the same.
They made us just sit out there and call out our times. Everyone was like, 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes. I was like, 45 minutes. I don't think I ever finished. I just came back into the lineup.
I know, dude. You know, it's tough. But, you know, that's not going to be what they're going to base your life on. So don't worry about it.
No, I got A's in gym class every year I've ever taken it.
Good for you. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you something here, dude. We're going to send you a family 4-pack of tickets to the LA County Fair at the Pomona Fairplex. And there's so much to do out at the fair. Check it out September 5th through the 28th. LACountyFair.com has the tickets. LACountyFair.com. All right, we heard from this guy who, I want to take that call because I felt bad for that dude. He was the same like me. He was out at junior high. He went to Portola. And he was voted most improved in his gym class because he was, you know, so terrible at the beginning of the year and slightly improved. That was me. But let's get back to this, folks. This guy writes to us, I have three daughters, all married, all have children. I hate them all. I hate all their husbands. Can a father of a daughter ever love his son-in-law? Don't you always consider her your little daughter? And then you have to deal with these a-holes coming to your house, eating your food, and having sex with your daughter? Is anybody like me out there? How can you possibly like your son-in-law or your daughter's boyfriend? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Don't you love her badly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before.
Good, he's been treating me. You give us love.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The guy writes us, Bob in Valencia. I have three daughters, all married, all have children, and I hate all of their husbands. Can a father of a daughter ever love his son-in-law? Don't you always consider them your little baby? And you have to deal with these a-holes coming to your house, eating your food, and having sex with your daughter. Anybody else out there like me? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Randy and Laverne, you're on 97.1.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I've got a 20-year-old daughter, and I have never liked a single one of the guys that she's gone out with.
Yeah, it's tough. How many guys? How many different dudes?
There's about five different guys now that she's kind of dated, you know, semi-seriously.
Oh, is that right?
I think part of it is really that you never fall out of love with your daughter, and you kind of consider yourself her hero and everything. And then when you see the kind of guy she goes out with, it makes you feel like a jerk, actually.
Oh, yeah, because you always assume that your daughter, like a lot of girls, are going to be attracted to somebody who reminds them of their dad. And you're like, these a-holes remind her of me?
Yeah, I'm that big a loser. But, you know, the guy she was dating just recently, he wanted to be a screenwriter.
Right.
Which meant he was unemployed.
Right.
And he's, like, sponging money off her, which, you know, she's sponging money off me. So I feel like, you know, the supply lines are getting sent out. And this guy's kind of living off my income. And that's a loser. I mean, and I think that's really true. You expect a guy to treat your daughter nice and everything. And part of it, you know how guys are. And, you know, they don't think you see the lecherous looks that they exchange and get you a little ticked off.
Yeah, it is the worst. I don't know what I'm going to do when my daughter starts dating these guys, because I'm going to hate every one of them. I'll tell you right now.
How old is your daughter?
She'll be three in October.
That's a great age.
Yeah, it really is.
Older, they break your heart every time they go out with somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
our independence and everything, but it's also that kind of reminder that you are going to bring someone into the family that you probably won't like very well.
Oh, I know. And you know what? Even though I get along very well with my father-in-law, I'm sure he has moments of, you know, F him.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's an a-hole.
When's he going to get a real job? Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. What is this, 12 years of doing radio at night? Why doesn't he get a real job like a real man during the day?
I hear you.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here. A pair of tickets to see the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300 August 30th at the California, I'm sorry, the Auto Club Speedway. Go to autoclubspeedway.com, and winner has a chance to win a race day experience with the Lyketts. Oh, man.
Look at that.
Look at that event, Tommy. All right, is it possible to enjoy any of the men, the young men that your daughter goes out with, whether she has a fiancé, whether she's married, or just dating? Let's talk to a John in Westlake. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Timmy, how's it going, man?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, I'm going out with this broad, right? A little bit, actually. Whatever.
Anyway. We had a bad, real bad connection with you there, dude. Please try to call us back. Unless this story is dull as hell, and then just listen.
Doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter, Ernie. Tim in Redondo Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey there, Tim.
Hey.
My name is actually Jim. I think you said Tim, but
no matter.
It's a good name anyway.
There you go.
What's his name again?
Jim, I believe.
Jim.
Yeah.
I want to say I maybe am the true exception.
What's his name again?
Or on the show.
I think it's Jim. Is it Jim?
Jim. Yeah.
What's his name again?
Jim. Okay. Go ahead.
Jim. Yeah. Yes. Finally. Okay. I actually love my son-in-law.
What's his name again?
Jim. Randy, please.
I think it's Mon Jim. Randy.
Right,
what's his name again?
You love your son-in-law?
I actually love him a lot. We are best friends because we were both lousy in high school sports.
Oh, good.
And we both played. We both got, you know, as you did, we both got awards. But we were like the worst persons on all of our teams.
Yeah, I remember being picked last a lot of times in a lot of events.
And then they give you the little award at the end of the season,
right?
Make you feel good.
Yeah, here you go.
But he was the same way as me, and we both were able to talk about it, and that just really bonded us together close.
Yeah, I was decent at pitching in baseball and Little League, but every time I got hit with a pitch, which I seem to remember was quite often, I'd like end up in the hospital because I thought my arm was broken. I was like such a, you know, such a skinny kid. If that ball hits my arm, like, oh, I got to go to the emergency room, take an X-ray. This thing's busted. Look how swollen it is.
I ran cross country and track, and I was always like second to last. And he did some other sports, and he was always.
Yeah, well, there is that bonding there. I'll
the
give you that.
Outside guy, so.
Yeah, all right.
It was a cool bonding with him.
How much younger is he than you?
He's about 22. He's probably about 20 years younger.
Yeah, and see, that's the trouble when, like, when your daughter is going to start dating, guys that are closer to your age. Like, let's say it doesn't work out with this guy. And your daughter is 22?
She's actually 20 right now.
20, all right. Let's say she goes out with somebody who's like 35. You know, she like, or meets some guy who's like 36 or 37. That kid's like almost your age.
Yeah.
And then that's when it's going to get really weird.
It was a bit contentious.
Yeah.
But after we kind of sat down together, had a beer, and we both divulged that we were both horrible athletes.
Yeah. So, all right, dude. All right, well, thanks for calling. I guess you can base it all on the fact that you guys both suck at sports, but I think I need a little more than that. All right, let's talk to Sam in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What's up, Sammy?
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right,
good,
dude,
to talk to you.
Thank
Listen,
you.
I have a quick comment on this issue. I don't have any children. I don't have a wife or anything like that, but
right.
I'd like to make a point just from an observation standpoint that you've probably forgot to point out.
Right.
It's interesting. You conveniently forget, Tim, and the guy who wrote the email, both of you conveniently forget to understand that both your wife and your girlfriend's father, by their standards, probably thought that you were an a-hole, too.
He probably still thinks so. I didn't leave that out.
I know, but you
I didn't conveniently forget. I know he's he thinks, occasionally that I'm an a-hole.
Right, no, I understand that, but my point is that you kind of minimize that, but when you think that your daughter's boyfriend is an a-hole, that's a big deal, but you don't point out that it's a big deal for your wife's father.
Dude, I pointed out, how long have you been listening for this hour?
Oh, I've been listening for about an hour. I know you mentioned
it. Well, you're not very bright, because I mentioned it like three or four times. How many do I have to mention? Every 30 seconds for you!
I mentioned it
five goddamn times, and I don't think he was that into me.
No, but also, you must understand that eventually, the other thing too about parents that I think parents have a hard time with this, especially fathers with daughters, is the fact that, yes, your daughter's 3 or 1 or 5 or 7, and she's your pride and joy and all that, and we understand that.
Right.
But over time, eventually, she's going to become an adult at some point, even at 21 or 23, and she has to go out there and find her own way, regardless of the mistakes that she
makes.
You're
doing exactly what you said I was, doing, and you're giving me the obvious. I know she's going to be an adult, but I will always hate whoever she dates.
I understand.
It's just a natural reaction.
I understand it's a natural reaction, but that's just part of life.
I know.
That's all.
Listen, you think you don't know it's part of life? You think I have a daughter, I'm like, oh, she's going to be 3 forever? I know it's a part of life. Get out of here. Jesus Christ almighty. I can't take it anymore. I got to get another line of work. Chewy in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey.
Hey. And you know what? I'm just the opposite of the caller from before. I have a father-in-law that he embraced me, and me and him are just the best of friends. I just love the guy, you know?
Yeah, I like to hear from him.
You know, and but unfortunately, I got a very acrimonious divorce last January.
Uh-oh.
after 30 years. And my daughter's with me. She's 20 years old. And I know she has sex. I know some guys are rooting her. And, what can I do about it? It's human nature.
I know, but how does your father-in-law or your ex-father-in-law like you now?
Oh, he loves me.
I mean, let's hate his daughter then.
But you know what?
Does he get along better with you or his daughter?
I think he gets along better with me, but you know what? I had to cut all ties. You know, after 30 years and the whole thing, you know.
I know. But I'm just saying, if there are some guys like that whose daughters turn out to be such a pain in the ass that you'll love anybody they go out with, just that you don't have to spend time with her.
Well, you know what? I took care of his daughter for 30 years, and I guess maybe that was the thing. But it's still his granddaughter that I have here with me, 20 years old. And and some of the guys she goes out with are.
How old are you?
I'm 49 years old.
And you got a 30-year-old...
No, I have a 20-year-old daughter.
20-year-old, but you had a 30-year-old marriage.
Yeah.
All right, so you got married at what?
Very young, right out of high school.
19? 18?
Yep.
Jesus.
And, you know...
Why'd you divorce after 30 years? I thought after 30 years you say after...
I didn't divorce. I was divorced.
Uh-uh.
I got divorced, okay?
She split.
She split. She got through this midlife thing, and that was done.
Miss her at all?
No, I actually, you know what? I have a very, very good relationship now. I have a new woman in my life that I couldn't be prouder of. She's a real woman, you know, that takes care of me, caters to me.
I bet she's not white.
No, she's not. She's Mexican.
Yeah.
And I am Mexican. My wife.
Oh, I didn't know you were Mexican, but I knew once you described that she takes care of you and cooks for you and cleans, I knew she wasn't white.
She works hard. She goes to work every day, and it's 50-50. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. If anything ever happens to my wife or I get divorced, I'm gonna date a only Mexican woman, and I'd like to date like a 45-year-old Mexican woman who loves children and who sort of speaks English.
And can make flour tortillas.
Can really cook. Because you know what? Those are the women out there that really appreciate you busting your balls for.
Oh, but I'm very happy now. I'm so glad. You know, it was very, very sad at first because of my daughter, you know.
Yeah. But your daughter was how old when you divorced?
She was 19 years old when we got divorced.
Oh, that's nothing. She can deal with it at 19.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing of it. My daughter's with me. Not with her mother, okay? My daughter lives with me and my new fiance, Diana, and I just love this girl to death, and everything just turning out good now.
Good for you.
Everything's just turning out good.
All right,
good.
We're going to give you something here.
Okay, well.
I don't know what we're going to give you. Oh, here, okay. Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Chivas USA. They battle the Toronto's at the Home Depot Center this Saturday. Visit CDChivasUSA.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. Get out there and see that Toronto team, man. All right, is it possible to enjoy and get along with your daughter's boyfriends, fiancés, and or husbands? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Pete in Chino, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Big Timmy?
What's up, man?
Hey, one day we were at this gathering with our family. And me and my brother, we look just alike, but in slight differences. His father-in-law can't see the guy. He has, like, cataract or something. He came up to me, whispered in my ear, F you, I effing hate you. I wish you'd never met my daughter. I'm, like, looking at him, like, what? What are you saying, Brian? And he says, oh, this is Keith. And he says, oh, I was just joking. I knew he wasn't joking. He was really serious. I knew he meant it. I told my brother, he said, you know, my brother's like, you know, forget that guy. He's an old coot and stuff like that.
Right. You know, that's why guys date strippers, because usually, you know, one or both of the parents are out of the picture. And, you know, if you date a real crazy stripper, maybe both of her parents were killed in a car crash or an airplane crash. You never have to deal with them.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, about a year ago, you were supposed to give me tickets to the arena football tickets, and I never got them.
What's your name?
Pete.
Pete? Let me check the list. When'd you call?
About a year ago.
Let me look into it.
Keep looking and tell me. Let me know when you find.
No, hold on 1 sec. We'll send you VIP tickets to Humanitarian's Battle of the DJs, and that is happening at the Avalon in Hollywood next Friday. AvalonHollywood.com has all the information. So you're going to Humanitarian's Battle of the DJs. Pete? There he goes.
Jesus Christ.
There he goes. He's off to the Battle of the DJs. All right, Anthony in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Cannot wait until your daughter is 18.
Oh, I'll be all over your ass. I'll track you down!
What would you do, dude?
How old are you right now?
Well, right now, I am about 28 years old.
She's not going to be dating. I mean, when she's 18, that's another 15 years. You're going to be 43.
Perfect.
You're going to be 43
perfect.
Like, man, you're going to be an old man. You won't be able to do anything. Get the hell out of here. I'm moving out of this state because of lunatics like that. They're all lunatics. F them all. All right, we got to take a break here, and then we'll come back. We have a great topic in the 10 o'clock hour. It's all the crap that you can get for free in Southern California, and including, like, well, here's an example. Where to park at LAX for free. What are some other samples that we had up there? Let's see some of the crap that you can get for free. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking for my papers.
Free food at the drive-thru?
Yeah, free food at the drive-thrus. Also, buying a sports coat, then wearing it to dinner, and then returning it the next day. Complaining about your car wash, then having it rewashed. Complaining at a hotel room, they've upgraded you to a suite. Taking toilet paper from work, which I know somebody at the station does. Cause someone walking in the parking lot with a roll of toilet paper. No, it was not Shotgun Tom Kelly. He uses all of the toilet paper here, though. But anyway, so when we come back, we'll give you all of the tips on what to get in Southern California for free. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.